Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Escaping Normality. This is episode 18, I believe. Okay, yeah, I think it's 18. And of course, I have my friend, my buddy. Say a few words, my friend.
Yo, what's good?
Okay, cool. Fashion Roadman on the podcast. The Fashion Archive, the legend. Okay, so I don't know how this came to my forefront, but I was probably on Instagram or something, right? And I saw the Louis V 2054 collection, okay? And I'm seeing a lot of tech wear elements and stuff, okay? And that's what really was like, okay, I gotta say something about this, right?
Yeah.
So I think bringing tech wear to, like, the high fashion forefront is super dope to me, because I love tech wear. I don't wear, like, any tech wear, but just the idea of tech wear for me is super dope. And when you talk about the forefront of high fashion, you think about, in my opinion, Louis Vuitton, because even before I was in the fashion, when I was, like, a kid, I knew what Louis Vuitton was, and to some extent, I knew what Gucci was. Like, other things, not so much. Louis Vuitton, I know what the hell that is. You know what I mean? Like, you just know what that is. So I think having something like tech wear and you bring it to the, like I said, the forefront, super dope. Because now you have, because you always have people, let's say, competitors or people trying to copy you. Maybe this sends a new trend. People going to start copying tech wear more? I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think about this?
So what I think is, first of all, this is going back to, like, Virgil Abloh being a marketing genius, because tech wear has always been big, but it was never really brought into the high sphere by, like, the major brands like Dior, Louis Vuitton. This is the first time someone has actually done that. And remember when streetwear first started and the luxury brands were like, nah, streetwear, no.
Exactly.
Now all of them literally do that. So now we're seeing Virgil Abloh be the first person to kind of adopt tech wear in a very high-end way that isn't like, let's say, Moncler, because obviously Moncler is like a performance brand at heart, or like brands like that. So yeah, I think it's really cool, actually. And so that's really different coming from me, who normally just, like, bashes everything Virgil Abloh does.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like I said, like I've said before that Off-White in general is really awful, but in terms of what Off-White did and what now he's doing now at Louis Vuitton, that's extremely, extremely good thing. And just the actual basics of tech wear, have all pockets, the waterproof, all this other different type of stuff. It's just good in general to have on any clothing pieces, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for him to bring it, like I said, again, to the forefront, that's a great precedent to set for the rest of people who are going to be, you know, consuming even just these pictures, just looking at the pictures, not even copying the pieces necessarily.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, yeah, that's all I had to say about that. Just short and punchy about this. But you put me onto the, you put me more onto the pre-collection, the Louis Vuitton pre-collection, right?
Yeah. I really like that.
And I saw a couple of pieces on this, like, just online and whatnot. I was like, oh, shit, like, this is dope. This is some dope shit. So, what'd you have to say on this?
Yeah, so, obviously, once again, me being really critical about Virgil Abloh, obviously, if I see something that he does that I like, I'm going to be the first person to say it. So, yeah, this pre-collection, like, came out really recently. And some of the pieces are actually really nice.
Yeah, I agree. I think, like, this is a knit right here.
They're quite original, yeah. Some of the pieces, like the accessories, a lot of these shearling jackets are really nice as well. So I was like, that's crazy, because why, the weirdest thing ever is for someone to prefer a pre-collection to a runway show.
Right.
Like, that should never happen, personally, but I'll take it. Because normally designers spend all their time on, like, the fall, winter, and spring, summer shows, and then everything else is just to, like, keep the audience engaged,
keep
the customers happy, stuff like that.
Yeah, I quite like, I was scrolling through Instagram, and I saw a couple of these things, and it immediately drew my eye. Which is dope, because I when you have a Instagram feed that's all clothes and all type of logos and whatnot, And this actually drew my eye more than anything else. I was just like, oh, I gotta stop and look at this. You know what I mean? That was super cool to me. And I didn't notice anything too. Before, when I was talking about the tech wear thing, you know how he's bringing something new to light. I didn't see anything necessarily like new here. Maybe I'm not looking hard enough, but I still think it's super dope. And you know, he has this type of, Virgil Abloh has this type of wave where he'll do something, and it'll immediately start trends or start like a new wave. Like,
oh with, yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean, with like Pyrex. And as much as I hate Off-White, the actual cultural shift that his influences make is remarkable.
Exactly.
And that's facts. You know what I mean? In a good way, especially with, I hope the tech wear thing takes off a little bit more. You know what I mean? Like, people have been wearing it for years, but if you...
Yeah, the only thing about the tech wear thing, though, the fact he called it 2054 is just, like, a bit corny. Like, because he was saying, oh, this is what clothing is going to look like in 2054. It's like, what is this guy talking about? But, yeah, I do like the idea of the tech wear, though.
No, yeah, I thought it was super corny, too. The only thing that, I thought it was corny, but I had to give him some benefit of the doubt because he is, I think, like, 30 or something, you know? Like, how old is he? Like, 34, 38, something like that? So I was like, age...
Yo, that is not even that old.
Okay,
like, he's can't get, you can't give him a pass.
Okay, but like, as much as I love my mom, she's this age, and sometimes she'll say like, my mom's super cool and all that, but sometimes she'll say like an old person thing. You know what I mean? Like, she'll say like an old person thing, and I'll be like, what? Like, what are you?
Oh my god!
You know basketball, right?
Funny. Yeah.
Shit, like, for example, like, Stephen Curry. I remember I was talking about basketball, and she was like, who's that, Stephon Marbury? I'm like, ma, Stephon Marbury has been in the league for, like, 10 years.
I swear that guy went to, like, China.
I think so. I don't even know what happened.
He was in China forever.
But, like, I you know what I mean? He's kind of an older guy. He's out of it. You know what I mean? You got to give him some of the benefit of the doubt.
That's lovely. Out of the loop, I'm dead.
He's out of the loop. What can you do when you get that old? You're kind of out of the loop, I guess.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, going back to the fashion though, like,
oh yeah, of course.
You know how, do you remember when Virgil Abloh took like a break because he said he was like working too much?
Yeah, I did see that actually.
Yeah, because it's a bit crazy now he's coming back and all this stuff is coming out. It's like, did he really actually take a break?
Maybe he did take a break, and he's one of those people that, even though they're on a break, they come back even stronger just to make up for what they did on the break.
Yeah.
I would do that a lot when I used to work a traditional job where I would, you know, take a little bit of lunch break, I'd eat. And then when I come back from eating, I just fucking go crazy, you know what I mean? Because some people just have that mind where they're just like, they don't want to stop no matter what. And when they stop, it's like torture for them. And I guess that's kind of his mindset. Because... I don't know if he still does this, but I remember at some point he was doing like DJ sets and designing and doing all this stuff, and he was constantly popping up at events and shows. Like, that must be taxing on your,
and shit like that.
Right. It must be super taxing on your body. And for you to even tax your body like that, you already have to have that mindset. So if he's...
Bro, I don't even... How the hell does he have time to... Just like from my experience of working... for fashion brands, creative directors do not have any time. Like, the fact he has time to literally, because they have to do everything. Like, if anything goes wrong with the production, they have to, anything goes wrong with the samples, they have to literally, it's just like constant. How he has time to leave all of that behind and go DJing means he must have some reliable people that work under him.
Elaborate otherwise, a little bit more on that. What and from your research, of course, what is all the encompassing work of being a creative director?
Oh, there's so much. So, right. So obviously, with brands, first of all, you have to, if you're going to start a collection, the first thing you do is like, you come up with the ideas for a collection. You like do some sketches, whatever. Then you come up with what fabrics you want to actually use on the garments, and what would actually work like realistically based on what you're trying to achieve. So then sometimes, let's say you have a certain color in your head. When you get a sample made, it won't come out the right color. So then you're going to have to keep fine-tuning that until it comes out right. So like if it's like a deep green, but what you imagine in your head is like a lighter green, then you make it a light green. Maybe that's not the right one. You keep doing it till it's the right color. And then that's when you get it like mass produced, so to speak. So there's stuff like that. But remember, that's for like every single piece. So if you have like a 60-piece collection, imagine all of them are like not the same material. So you're sourcing all these different materials. And also another reason you need to stay on top of it is because you don't want to waste money, you have to order the amount of things you need. So like you're going to order buttons for the garments, depending on what buttons you need, zips for the garments, depending on what zips you need, like fabrics. There's so much stuff, like even the trims you get. So creative directors, you have to constantly manage the stuff to make sure nothing goes wrong.
Every little tic-tac, cross the T's, dot the I's, whatnot.
Exactly. So you have to be on top of everything. So a big brand like Louis Vuitton, I just don't know how he has time to do anything.
Yeah,
else,
for real.
Honestly.
It's ridiculous. Now, if for those that don't know, my friend AL here has a YouTube called The Fashion Archive, where he constantly discusses interesting topics and whatnot. So, you've done a lot of the research, you know what I mean, in terms of what fashion brands are and all this other kind of stuff, right? Do you ever look at all that stuff and be like, you know, I could probably do this. I could probably make that. You know what I mean? Do you ever feel like, oh, I could probably make my own brand and do this?
Do you know what it was? So before I started like working within the industry, I genuinely thought, like genuinely, this is just my arrogant stupidity. I genuinely thought, nah, like how can you, like that looks basic. And then when I started working in fashion, I actually realized this stuff is so complicated.
Right.
Like the logistics in running a fashion brand and all this stuff is so, it's so difficult. It's made me want to like go away from wanting to be a fashion designer, but it also makes me appreciate what designers do more.
Have already done, right.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I feel like working, the more I work in fashion, the more I realize, oh, yeah, it's not as easy as it looks. Even if the designs look basic, now I kind of have an understanding of everything it takes for it to get to that point.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because when you're studying up on all this stuff and you're taking bits and pieces from everybody and seeing how it all constructs, the huge difference between just knowing what to do and then actually putting that into fruition is ridiculous. And like you just said yourself, like the difference between, oh, I can probably do that, I can probably create a direct or this and that, is ridiculous. So I wanted to ask you something else. We were talking about the techwear thing. Do you think there are any other styles that we can see incorporated into higher fashion?
Well, there's many styles. Like, they always circulate. So techwear has always been a thing.
Right.
Like, I brought up Moncler, because obviously Moncler is a ski wear brand. There's, been loads of brands like that, kind of Goose. All those kind of, like, performance brands that people have turned into kind of luxury fashion, but they're never really meant for that purpose. So yeah, that's one thing. Then of course you've got different subcultures. You've got like the whole like e-boy thing now.
Yeah. It's ridiculous that there was like an e-boy like trend where people were doing the thing where they would, I would see a lot of this, especially they would take like a Nike, like a plain black or a gray Nike sweater, tuck it in their pants with the belt, all those chains, all those rings, right? And it was so ridiculous, but it's even taken a higher level. Like, there's a new group of people who don't know about that trend and have started anew, but with even more rings and more chains, and it's ridiculous. If I had a video right now in front of me, I would put it up, but I was watching this one video. It was, like, the first day of school, and it was just, like, recording some kids who had dressed like that. And it was, like, way overkill. It was so ridiculous. And I was like, "What? Where are these people coming from with that they don't know that this is ridiculous? Like, you gotta get with the times or ditch this or lose some rings or something." It's super crazy. You know what I mean? What do you think?
Yeah, but
Yeah, what's up?
yeah, that the Evo style, yeah, bro. I just can't stand. Like, it's not like I hate it, because obviously style is different to different
Right.
people. Like, people perceive it differently, but just to me, I just find a hard time getting it.
I don't get it either. And what's cr what's funny about that is that it's like people who aren't into fashion think that's what fashion is.
Yeah, it's painful.
I've seen a lot of my friends that aren't into fashion have like posted like fits like that, like, oh, this is crazy, and I just like, oh, I don't want to be an elitist. You know how you get into like a fashion
Yeah, you
mindset?
don't want to be that prick.
You
You
don't want to be
don't.
an elitist, like, oh, that's awful, but like at the same time you're s screaming, it's like, oh, that's so terrible, I don't even want to look at it. You get into that mindset, I'm telling you, especially when you gotta feel like this. I can't be the only person to feel like this. If you ever hung out with one of your friends that isn't in the clothes, and you just look at their fits, like, damn, I'm really hanging out with this nigga, and he is the worst fit on the planet right now. Like,
You know what? I try to not think that way, but sometimes it's really hard. I think it's more because, like, when I wear stuff, I'm not wearing it to flex or to like show off or anything. It's literally just because I genuinely like it. And some of my friends wear designer to like
To
flex.
flex, yeah.
So it makes me cringe, like the way they behave when they dress certain ways. Like, I'm that guy. I'm like, I've got all this money. It's just a bit strange.
Yeah, it's weird because whenever like a person who's not into fashion gets like a Louis Vuitton piece or something like that, like a belt or something like that, it's always like the post on the Instagram or on the Snapchat story, and it's like it's such a stark difference between somebody who's actually into clothes and stuff, because we don't post, I don't post every single piece I don't think I've posted a piece I've gotten in a ton of time. Like, you just don't do that. Like, if I'm sitting here taking a picture of every single little piece that I get, we'd be here all day.
Bro, oh my God, now that you bring that up, let me tell you a funny comment I get on YouTube all the time. So people are always like, "Oh, bro, you talk about fashion so much, you're so critical." Yeah, I go to your Instagram
Oh
and like your
God.
style is dead. And I'm like, "Bro, there's like what five pictures on my Instagram. Do you think my whole style is my Instagram?" I find it hilarious though. Like, it's that same reasoning that I don't feel the need to prove to anyone like how I dress or whatever. I just wear it for me. It's not, I'm not doing it for Instagram.
Your
But
entire identity
I
has
do
to be
my
on
recent
Instagram.
pickups though. I think I do post them on the Discord, but that's it.
Yeah, the Discord, if you want to join our Discord, there'll be a link in the description where you just talk about fashion and stuff. The Discord, like, that's different. You know, we're all like-minded people. We're just like, oh, look what I copped the other day. Like, when I put those pants in there, 1997, Common
Yeah.
Girl song, and we had a whole discussion about it. It's just cool like that. But for other people, if I put that on my Snapchat story, I'll get maybe like 10 people replying to that. But everyone else is like, what the hell is that? Like, you don't know. You know what I mean? They don't care. What do they care? It doesn't even matter. It's such a weird,
That's
like,
facts.
such a weird stark difference that people just don't even, they're too caught up in trying to flex, like you were saying before, that they don't really even think about how other people are perceiving. Like, okay, yeah, I don't give a fuck. That's good for you, bro. I had this when I used to work at the sneaker store. I had when I way back when I was an intern, I had my friend with me, and I love my homie, of course, but he would try on every single pair of sneakers that we got, like, any size, any shoe that was a size 11 in his size, he would try it on. It doesn't even matter how disgusting the shoe is. He's like, oh, let me try this shit on. Let me take a picture in this shoe. Like, let me just try
Oh
this shit on, like,
man.
every single pair. And I was like, oh
Please don't tell me
my.
it's for Instagram.
No, at least was not for Instagram. He never posted it like on Instagram or something like that. But it was just funny. Like, it's like, oh, these are the new releases? Gotta try these on real quick and see how they fit on me. I'm not gonna buy them. I just need to see how they fit.
So what exactly is the point of that?
I don't know. To be fair, I've tried on something that I'm not gonna buy right then. I've done that.
Seriously. Okay, no, I try stuff on if I know I'm gonna buy it later, but
Well,
like
yeah.
if I don't have any intentions, then yeah, just don't bother.
What if you're thinking about buying it and you're not 100, like, let's say you're not,
oh yeah, then definitely try it on, like, right. Definitely.
No, not even for size, like, just in general, just like, I might buy this, but I also might not. Do you ever try? Because I've tried, like, the Louis Vuitton sneakers, I don't know what they're actually calling them. You know those ones, the...
the basketball ones, I think.
Yeah. I tried those on, and I didn't necessarily... I felt like a douche, but I didn't necessarily have the intention of buying them, which they're still, like, on, like, my wish list or whatever, like, something I'll cop later. But, like, I didn't necessarily have the intention of buying them. But then again, I didn't try on 50 pairs. I just tried on the one pair, see how it fit. It's like, all right, peace out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've tried, what's it called? You go to certain stores in New York City, like Tokyo 7, there's like a bunch of archive stuff and all this other kind of crap that you can try on to see if that look good. I seen one dude that was in there with one of my friends, and I saw one dude in there, like, try on different fits. And the entirety of the fits were from their selection. So he was not shopping by the piece or the item. He was taking entire fits with him into the changing room, changing them on, I presume taking pictures or looking at himself, going back out, trying another fit on. Like, it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're holding up first of all, you're holding up the line. You're holding up people that want to use the changing room for something else. And nigga, you don't need to take all these pictures for Instagram. Like, you can relax, bro.
Bro, I think now people take fashion way too seriously. Mm. Like, obviously, you can respect it or whatever, but, like, in terms of people just want to show that they're so stylish, and then they also, like, feel like they have something to prove. So that's why a lot of people do stuff like that, take mm-hmm. pictures. You know those, like, generic mirror pictures and then post them on Instagram? Right. Dripping in my Rick today or something like that.
And it's such a weird thing because in other hobbies, people, like, it seems like people don't forget to have fun in other hobbies. Like, if you're a fan of, like, video gaming, people don't forget to have fun. In fashion, you see, like, a lot of people that, like, are forgetting to, like, have the fun with your hobby.
Bro, it's so true. Like, okay, go into my, into, like, my Instagram account, yeah?
Yeah.
Because I'm literally just, like, making fun of fashion all the time. Like, if you go, wait, scroll up.
Up.
So you see where I'm wearing that apron? Yeah. Read the caption to that picture.
Dude, I love this. Channeling my inner, I love this picture. Channeling my inner chef. You look like some buff brolic chef that's about to fuck someone up.
So, bro, it's because people take it too seriously.
Yeah,
it's
for, like, real.
It's not that serious. It really isn't that deep.
Like, a bunch of my captions now are just, like, some joke captions. Like, I think my last caption had, like, Popeyes in it or some shit. Yeah, like, you already know I got that chicken sandwich. Because, like, the Popeyes is in the back. Like, it's just funny shit. I talked about this a bit with YOLO. He runs High Fashion Talk. I talked about him about, like, the social scene of Fashion Week. It was called the episode of the podcast. And yeah. I was there with, like, a sizable group of friends. And there was a ton of people just alone walking around during Fashion Week. And these people didn't look like they were having any fun. Like, we were waiting online to get into the, what show was it? The Diesel, a Cold Wall show. And there was tons of people, like, online by themselves. I guess they didn't have an invite, so they were trying to get in by themselves. You know, if you have one person, you can kind of finesse your way in. But not only that, but they were super, like, trying to do the fashion walk, trying to have, like, a fashion face, trying to look super serious and look mature. You know what I mean? It's just so much that they're trying to do instead of just, like, relaxing and having fun. Like, me and my friends are in the front waiting to get in. We're just cracking jokes, like, having fun and shit. Like, nobody else is having fun. They're just sitting there, like, it looked like they're bored out of their minds by themselves. Like, what's the point then? If you're going there without any friends, what the hell is the point?
Bro, I'm actually with you because, like, even, like, when I go to London Fashion Week,
mm-hmm.
like, the last two ones I've been to anyway, people take it so seriously.
Yes.
Like, I understand, like, okay, at a show, you can't disrespect the show, so you can't just start making noise, obviously, because, right. like...
Well, I didn't mean, like, in the actual... I didn't mean in the actual show,
outside,
but... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
everyone's just acting like they're just full of it, and like everyone's
right.
just acting like, oh, I'm above life, and they're just staying on their own, like making this angry face. I don't know what all of that is about.
Mm-hmm. I always
I just
try
don't,
to...
I don't get it. I don't think I ever understand that whole
yeah,
fashion
I'll never understand
week
that.
demeanor type thing.
And I always try to incorporate people into my fun. Like, I don't know why. Like, I always try to do this shit. Like, there was a dude in front of us. I just started talking to that nigga too. Like, hey, what's going on? Like, you know what I mean? Like, just try to have some fun. Like, you just look so miserable. Like, you do not have to look that miserable. You're about to go into a nice fashion show. Coldwell's pretty cool. You got some nice shows. You got to go into a show. Have some fun. It's not that, you know what
Did
I mean?
Did I tell you what happened to me?
No, what happened?
There's this guy. Oh, I can't really out him like that because I can't remember his Instagram. But basically, this guy's like an influencer on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But he followed me. I don't know if he still follows me, but anyway. Basically, he saw me at Fashion Week.
Yeah.
So he was like, oh, bro, I saw you today. Like, you could have just come and said hi. And then I messaged him back. I was like, bro, like, I know how Fashion Week works. Like, everyone just thinks they're like, they're the shit. So I'm not going to talk to anyone and get blanked.
Right.
So he was like, nah, bro. Like, come say hi to me when you see me tomorrow. Like, whatever shows we go to.
Mm-hmm.
And I fully saw this guy and I was like, yo, what's up? And he fully looked at me and just like blanked me. I was like, wait. I was like, this guy literally messaged me. I didn't
message
him. He messaged me telling me, next time say hi. And then I say hi and he blanks me. I was like, so what was the point of that?
Ugh, so obnoxious.
Like, what is he trying to prove?
Yeah, and it's so, like, I don't get that. You just have some fun. Relax. Be a people person first. Be a people person first. Be a fashionista dude after. I don't know.
Fashionista dude.
I don't know. Whatever. Be a fashionista dude after. What's it called? Fuck. Yeah. I have a similar kind of story, but obviously I'm not going to drop names because... But
yeah.
So there was, I think it was Fashion Week in February, January, I can't remember. And I'm chilling with my friends, and they have a pretty big following. Broer and my friend Chris want to go to Paris, right? And there's this influencer that was trying to hang out with us the entire time, and I've seen him before, and I've kind of chatted with him a little bit. And it was to a point where, like, it didn't feel like he felt like talking to me. So, like, all right, like, that's fine. Like, nobody has to, like, I'm not demanding people to talk to me. That's whatever. Like, you the nigga doesn't have to talk to me. So, come that fashion week, I'm chilling with them. And, of course, here he comes out the woodworks. Like, he's chilling. And now, all of a sudden, I'm a bro and shit. Like, all of a sudden, and then, what's it called? He, one time, he was like, oh, I miss you guys so much or some shit. I'm like, nigga, what? it just was fucking weird, like, and I want to tell something specific, but if I say specifically, like, it'll be very obvious who it is, so
yeah,
I'll tell you after, but if I go into specific, it'd be very obvious who it was, because there's a very like specific incident that was like very telling of this person's personality, but never move past that. Definitely gonna move past that. I really want to make some pieces my own, you know what I mean? Like, that would be really cool for me, because the ultimate pull for me in fashion is unique pieces and the construction, so to speak, of a cool outfit. Because I remember I got to a certain point when I was really into sneakers, before I really got into fashion, where people were, I was getting impressed, like, when I was first getting into it, I was really impressed by high-priced sneakers, right? And it got to a point where I was going to sneaker shows, and I was seeing these shoes all the time, and it was, like, a drawback. I'm like, okay, well, now I'm starting to think about it. As long as I have the money, I can get any of these shoes I want. But if you can make a good outfit, that's so much more telling than me than what you actually have, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Because you get to a point where you see, like, okay, I've seen this before. Okay, I've seen that before. Like, but nigga, can you make a piece by yourself? Can you construct some kind of a piece? Which I can't, but you know what I mean? Like, the questions start bringing in your head. Can you do this by yourself? Can you actually make something dope without it without you just having to draw an eyeball, you know what I mean?
Draw an eyeball.
You have weird terminology.
But yeah, I totally agree though. But yeah, making clothes is just, it's different.
That's got to be the next level. Well,
good clothes. Obviously, not, if you want to make a t-shirt, that's like basic.
Yeah,
like,
you can get a heat press.
Be that making something, because the consideration, like, okay, good example. Mm-hmm. So where I work, like, bear in mind, so my boss, the creative director of the brand I work for, she used to work at Alexander McQueen. And she's also worked at Oswald Boateng, like, mm-hmm. this tailor. So she's really good at patterns, and even for her, so when she draws sketches, sometimes her designs might be like really abstract.
Right.
And that's like the most difficult thing to do, because when you have a garment that isn't, let's say, generic, mm-hmm. the shape is like really weird. It takes so long trying to figure out a material that would actually work.
Right.
In a way where the places that you need to hold properly, and don't just like flap so that a garment still looks structured, mm-hmm. even with the weird shape or whatever shape it is. And that's where it gets really, really complicated. And you have to just, like, keep making samples and seeing how it fits on a body. Does it actually work? Like, oh yeah, it's a good idea, but can it work practically?
Right. And then even on a more basic level, like manufacturing, who you got to talk to actually manufacture your stuff. And then,
that's yeah, also who has the skills to even manufacture that, right, in the first place?
Exactly. And that's my problem, because I have so many ideas that, like, it's just like, not even for like an actual fashion brand, although maybe one day, but like just some cool ass ideas, like, oh, what if I did this, you know what I mean? But I don't have the skill set of manufacturing in the slightest. If I sew something, I'll probably sew my hand to my leg by accident. Like, I'm really bad at that. I can't cut that well. I can't even cut a straight line on a piece of paper half the time. Like, I would need someone to help me with manufacturing, 100% sure. Cause I've seen some dudes who are really actually good with, like, sewing and kind of putting stuff together, like, on their own, obviously, not with a brand or have a huge, you know what I mean, thing going on. But, yeah, that's one of the things I would love to learn about and try to get into, for one. And do you know what Final Fantasy is?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Is that a mainstream thing now?
Well, bro, I know Final Fantasy from a long time ago. What? I don't think it's a now thing.
How do you know? But I mean, like, is it a mainstream thing?
Well, when I was young, I thought it was.
Oh, that's weird, because
it kind of was.
That's weird, because when I was, like, growing up, it used to be my favorite shit ever, but people didn't know what it was, but maybe that's
just really?
Yeah, people did not know what it was. I'd be like, you know, when you were younger and you'd talk about video games and stuff, like, with your homies, I'd be like, yeah, Final Fantasy. Well, not that voice, but I'd be like, yeah.
Maybe Final it was bigger Fantasy. In London, because, yeah, maybe. We definitely know what Final Fantasy is.
I don't know, they have the fucking dopest clothes, my nigga. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Like, if I can make some, like...
No, I'm going to have to Google this. Final Fantasy.
I got you. Like, if I could make some clothes based on a Final Fantasy character, please, nigga, I'd be killing the game. Look at this fit. Tell me that shit isn't fire.
Now that you say it, though, that does look quite cool. That looks really tech-wary.
Right? Tell me that shit isn't cool. That shit is fucking cool, my nigga. Like, if I can make some shit like that, please, I work that shit every day. like, that shit is dope. Tell me this shit ain't dope, my nigga.
To be fair, that's actually hard.
Thank you. If I can make some clothes inspired off that, nigga, I'd be so happy. I'll wear that shit every day. Maybe not this, because I'm freezing my ass off right now in New York, but you get the idea. Like, shit be cold. That shit be cold. I should make a...
They actually make some really cool clothes. Did you
just looked up Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, their art design is impeccable. People
like, seriously, I'm wondering who does it now.
I don't know. For the most part, it's like the same from the first game up to like the 10th game. It's pretty much the same people working on it, and then I think they after that they kind of switch it up. But
Because they clearly have a fashion eye to like.
That's what I'm saying.
Clothes like that.
Right? Like, no shtick aside, like it's actually really well designed. That shit is cool. What are you looking at right now?
Still just Final Fantasy, like just images.
Yeah, I was about to say, are you saying? Are you looking at a specific like character or?
Now I'm looking at this girl. I don't know what her name is.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, I don't
like, know. Holding some big gun.
Yeah, I know all the names and shit. Like I'm such a fucking nerd on this shit.
But yeah, bro, why do you think we don't know what Final Fantasy is? Like, I used to play that. I used to play. Have you heard of Bayonetta?
Yeah. Bayonetta's my shit.
Yeah. Like those type of games. Those games are hard.
Look at this. Look at this fucking shit. Tell me that shit isn't cool.
Yeah, that jacket is actually so cool. Do you know what it is? I never look at like video game characters and anime characters for fashion, but maybe I should now.
I don't necessarily look at maybe anime character. Maybe there are some anime characters that have some cool ass clothes and shit, but like. Like you get into such a certain fashion mindset, like I do, when you're just playing something and looking at something, then you're just like, oh, that shit's cool. Like to actually wear, like, oh, that's cool. Like that's cool. I would rock that. You know what I mean? Like just looking at stuff. It's kind of like if you're a sneakerhead, and you're just walking around and you just spot a cool pair of sneakers, like you just pick it up automatically. Like it's just one of those things. When you're looking for it. Excuse me, when you're looking for it, it becomes somewhere more apparent to you. At least that's how it feels to me when I see cool shit like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you... I would love to... do you think a fashion video game would ever work?
Nah. What the hell they put... It'll be like... Do you know those internet games that girls used to play where you could, like, dress up your Barbie doll? That's... Literally as far as like fashion video games can go.
Yeah.
What else can you do with fashion?
I know that's
not gonna work.
That's my dilemma because I was like, I really wanted to get this this gun in the YouTube called Joseph Anderson and he analyzed like video games like all the time, right? I was trying to get someone like him on my podcast and really sit here and try to have a discussion about like what a fashion video game, like for real, what a fashion video game could really be. Because at the fundamental level, what the hell else can you do with clothes in a video game? You know, you wear them.
Yeah, that's all it would be. Just dress up your Barbie doll.
But maybe.
Or maybe they might bring some more interesting people like dress up ASAP. That's not it.
Dress up ASAP Rocky for 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
No, but like, okay, how about this? Okay. What if... I don't know. What if it was secondary, though? So, like, the main game was, like, you're a superhero or some stupid shit. I don't know what people want to play these days. Like, if you're a superhero, right? And, like, the second biggest focus of the game was what cool-ass clothes you could wear, right?
Yeah.
And the clothes had, like, different attributes on it, like plus one strength or some stupid shit.
That would be cool. I think the game that would work best for is Sims. Because Sims. If they, like... Yeah, because if they advance Sims to, like, a crazy level where, like, in Sims, you could literally go to Selfridges and, like, all the stuff that you normally find in Selfridges in the Sims game, you could find it too.
Yeah, what the fuck are you going to do in Sims, though? You build a family?
And, like, you could wear it, like all those clothes. Because Sims is, like, one of those type of games, isn't it? Where you just, like, build a character and, like, do stuff.
Yeah, but
they could integrate a lot of fashion into that.
They could, but I mean something actually, like, fun. Like, something that, like something that actually, like, some action type shit. I don't know.
Yeah, but...
Something that engages
you
more.
It just won't work with fashion.
I know. I'm trying to find out. I'm trying to figure out
the act of dressing up is not that... exciting to play as a game.
Yeah, you could dress up in the first part of the game, but then go fight crime in the second part of the game. That's the game.
Yeah.
And depending on how cool you look, niggas in the street would be like, "Oh, that nigga look cool right there. You look cool." And they'll give you, and they'll give you style points or some shit. Like you'll get style points.
Bro, if you wear avant-garde clothes, you're gonna get stabbed. They're gonna think you're gay or something. Bro, you should see me, yeah. When I'm on the train and I wear anything remotely different, bro, people look at me like I am crazy. It's hilarious.
I live in like a rich white neighborhood with a bunch of you know what I mean, like types of people like
Yeah.
that. So whenever I go on the train, people are like, "What the fuck is going on? Like, what is he wearing?" Like if I'm not like if I'm wearing something like a pea coat and black pants, they'd be like, "All right, whatever." But like if I'm wearing anything like remotely different, like, "Yo, what the?" They're like staring at me, like straight staring at me. Like these pants, for example, people are staring at me, like. People stare at me because of my hair too, but still, like this. Oh my God, this outfit! People would not stop looking at me. I went on the train. No, I was standing waiting for the train, and I noticed this like family like staring at me. I'm like, nigga, I can see you out of the corner of my eye looking at me. Like it's not like. And then I have to walk on the train, look for a seat. People are looking at me, like staring up at me. I'm like, dude, I see you guys too. Like it's ridiculous. And then once you get to New York City, people don't care. People don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's what's weird, like, because obviously I live like the southeastern part of like London, for example. So there is a bit more like, I won't say hood, because like London there's not really hoods, but there's just like pockets of places everywhere. But basically, it's not a fashion forward place. If we're looking at London, like, where's the most fashion? Southeast is like not a candidate.
It's not
So
not for
on
not
my
for where I
way,
live
me
either.
leaving my house all the way to like the train station, being on the train,
Right.
is so jarring. Everyone's just looking at me. But I think the only difference is because I have friends who dress similar to me, and they get like stoned and stuff, and like
Whoa, whoa,
people
whoa, whoa,
actually
whoa,
do
whoa, whoa,
stuff to them.
what? They get stoned? What do you mean you get stoned?
Yeah, literally, people throw stuff at them.
What day and age are we in there? People are getting stoned.
Yeah, because just homophobic people, I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, I wish someone.
And what's funny is my friend, like, not that there's anything wrong with, like, what, I don't know, being gay or whatever, but my friend who gets stoned, he's like literally straight anyway, but they just assume he's gay because of the way he dresses.
I
And then
wish.
he gets all that stuff because of
I wish I was gay and some nigga tried to throw a stone. Man, I'd beat the fuck out of them. Some bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. So I feel like it's because I like when I used to care, I guess I looked a bit uncomfortable. Now I actually don't care anymore.
You get
So
to
I
a certain
think people
point.
don't even sense any uncomfortability or fear within me. So that's probably why people don't feel the need to do stuff like that.
I would, I wish I wait for the day that someone tries me on anything. I would beat that ass. And some judo, I hit a judo kick to the head or some stupid shit, like some crazy shit. You know what's weird about judo kicks to the head? I have, for some reason, I have mad dreams about beating niggas up. Like I just have OD dreams about like kung fu movies where they take on like 50 dudes at once. I have so many dreams like that where I just take on like 60 dudes and I'm fucking them up with karate moves.
This guy thinks he's Jet Li. Oh my days.
I swear to God, I have like one dream a night where I'm just beating people up. Like it's.
Bro, those movies, those Chinese movies, never make sense.
Dude, those
Like,
shits are
how
so
can
lit though.
one guy beat up like 80 people?
That shit, I
And what's
love
funny
those
is
movies.
they all come to him like one by one. It doesn't make any sense.
You know what else I
Like, in
love?
real life, you would get rushed.
You know what else I love? Like samurai movies where they cut people up in half and shit. Like they just like I want to make a movie about a half black, half Japanese geisha, and in the night she's a samurai. She fucks dude up left and right. Like she's slicing niggas up. Like that shit would be dope. Right? Would that not be a dope ass movie?
My gosh, bro, you are crazy.
I gotta think of a name for that shit though.
This guy thinks he's Jet Li.
That'd
He's
be
actually done.
a dope movie. Would that not be a dope movie? Where she's like soft and submissive during the day. She's like, oh, you know, whatever, just does her job. There's a geisha. And then at nighttime, like she's taking on like head samurais and beating them up and shit. Beating niggas up. Like that shit is dope to me. I don't care what it was. That shit's crazy to me. What
No, that's hilarious.
if that was a video game? And depending on what you wear, no, I guess that wouldn't really make much sense, huh?
Bro, I'm telling you, you can't There's no, from what I'm thinking of, there's no good way to make fashion into a video game.
I will find a way. None. One day, I will find a way. Speaking of fashion in video games, do you know, like, GTA has, like actual, like, cool clothes in it? Like, somebody who works at GTA really loves clothes.
Seriously, because I haven't played GTA since...
I started GTA 5.
A long time ago.
Like, I'm telling you, GTA 5, if you go on there, there's a bunch of, like, obviously, like, they can't be the same brands, but they basically take over different brands like Dior and whatnot. And they have, like, actual cool pieces in GTA. And obviously, they can't name it the same,
Obviously, copyright.
Right. But it's super dope. Like, they have some cool-ass pieces. And you could... Somebody over there definitely loves fashion. Like, there's so much cool shit in that game. I'm telling you.
That's dope. You have to check it out. Into that.
Or, if anything, I'll just show you. I'll just send some screenshots to you or some shit. Like...
Mad Dior, that would be dope.
Like, all those high fashion brands, Dior, like, Prada's in there, I think. Louis Vuitton, Gucci, definitely. But it's all cool shit. Like, it's fucking dope. They do a good job over there.
Yeah.
I need to see.
Oh, yeah, bro. Has anyone asked, because I want to know, what is your opinion on all the collabs that has been going on? Let's say this year. Mm. Like, let's do a recap of a lot of the collabs. So there was, first of all, there's the Valentino Undercover one a while ago. What did you think of that one?
I'm going to pull that up real quick. Collaboration? Oh, well, this is... No. Okay.
Yeah, so, that one.
Before I even start on this specific one, but I think collaborations are super cool. Like just the thought. Like, if you really think about it, any type of collaboration where you just have two people or two brands or two anything, you know what I mean? At like at different ends of the spectrum, and they come together with some type of understanding where they could really do something cool together. That's such a great idea. We should, we should love that. But the precedent that's been set with like other collabs is just like so bad, and it sucks. This collab, not I was talking about this collab. This collab is dope. I fuck with it. I really like the, I've seen this before. I really like this piece. I was like, it looks like my friend. But, my only problem is, like, I can't afford out of this shit, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, bro. This is expensive.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like Undercover and Valentino prices doubled.
Exactly. Like, this shit is so expensive. I can't even cop that, but, like...
Like, they literally added their prices together to price of these pieces.
But, yeah, I fuck with it. I didn't think it was necessarily, like, it wasn't crazy cool to me. Like, don't get me wrong, I loved it, and it was cool. But it wasn't anything, like, that was, like, super crazy for me. Like, this is probably the best thing that came out of it for me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, collabs in general, you know what I mean? You should really... We should advocate more for certain collabs, but as we all know,
good collabs though,
right? Good collabs, but as we all know, with a couple collabs that came out recently, she's like,
let's talk about that. So Prada Adidas, think about that.
So I just did a video on this specifically, so but I'll still go into some depth. Like, it's such a bizarre thing for one, because you think about Adidas, right? And you think about the Superstar, it's the most classic shoe, right? They did not need Prada to put premium materials on this stupid-ass shoe. And, you know what I mean? Like, they don't need them to do that. And for two, why the Superstar? Like, the simplicity of the Superstar only draws to the fact of how stupid it looks. You know what I mean? If they had some other Adidas silhouette, they could have, like, done something. But this is, like, the silhouette by itself is already so basic that this just makes it look even more basic somehow. They added more to it. It looks like they added less. They look like they deconstructed it for some godforsaken reason. The bag is all right, you know, whatever. But then you come down to the price point, $2,700.
That was insane. But that's for the bundle, though, the shoes and the bag, but still.
These are fucks. What the fuck?
But to be fair, though, the reason why I didn't like it was not even just because it's a Superstar. Because, like, if you look up the Rick Owens Superstars or, like, the Yoji superstars. You'll see when they collab, they actually put in work.
Right.
Like, they change the silhouette. So, look, they look like Rick's normal shoes, but obviously with the superstar front. And then there's another one. The sole's, like, really big. I think if you go one down, and no, go up. Yeah, can you see it? The one with the big sole.
This one?
No.
I'm crazy. Where?
It's literally there. So down a bit.
Okay. Oh, right here.
Yeah, there.
Boom.
Yeah.
Okay, Those ones.
Those are some other superstars that Rick made. So you can see, like, he changed the silhouette.
Right.
And it looks very Rick, like those shoes.
Yes, exactly.
Like, I would definitely wear those.
The best of both worlds. Yeah, like, you take what is cool over here, you take what's cool over here, you combine them in a coherent way, boom, you get something cool.
Yeah, that's the point of collab. So exactly. Just slap a logo on a shoe, and people genuinely were like, oh no, but it's fine, because they're trying to make it like seem like it is more than it is. They're like, oh well, this is a premium classic from Adidas, and then the bowling bag is premium classic Prada, then you just add the logos on, maybe.
So stupid. I saw that argument too, where it was like, well, the bag is there too, so, nigga, okay? If I want a Prada bag, I'll go to the Prada store and get a Prada bag. And then I gotta pay for the superstars? Stupid. It's not even like a cool pack. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's executed so badly, it looks fake.
Yeah.
It looks like, you know, when you go to those, like, stores in, like, Africa or Asia, and they've added some designer prints to, like, a superstar.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally what it looks like.
Yeah. It's so bad. It's a lot. You know, there was a revolution on Instagram where people were just slapping anything on, like, an Air Force One. You definitely have seen that, right?
Bro, oh my God. Do you know what? Now that you brought that up. So, you see the new Dior
Jordan ones?
Jordan collab. Yeah, the Jordan ones. What do you think about that?
So I talked about this a little bit. And my thing is that... the design is, I would say, I have conflicting feelings on this, because the design is not that lazy, I'll be honest. I don't think it's lazy. Yeah. I don't think it's necessarily bad. It's just like, what more could they have done with a Jordan 1, right? So that's right off the rip. That's my thing. The problem, more so than anything, is the price point. It's like 2 racks or something like that. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
What did I make it with? Are they on that premium leather thing as well?
I don't know, but even if they are, let's say they are, the Off-White ones were made with better materials than the regular Jordan ones, but they were the same retail. Yeah. I think they were maybe a couple bucks more, but the retail was not this astronomical number like it reached one with these, which is ridiculous, because the shoe by itself. If you don't know the market on sneakers nowadays, as I do, if you took off the Dior stuff, this would sit on shelves. I guarantee it. This would sit on shelves. Because I've seen shit like this sit on shelves. Yeah. There was a point in, like, I'd say, like, 2016 where the sneaker culture shifted, and we were seeing Jordans on sneakers. If you don't know, previous to that, that was, like, a rare thing. Jordans never sat. Jordans never... popped off the shelves. Now they sit.
Yeah.
This would sit. I don't care what anyone says. You take off the Dior, Air Jordan here, whatever. Like, if you just took out the Dior print here, maybe just kept the color in there, this would sit on shelves. It's not that cool. Like, it's fine for a design. But for you to ask $2,000 for these, not even change the silhouette like the Off-White ones? Like the Off-White ones, they switch the silhouette a little bit. I think the tongue is a little bit bigger, this, that, and the other. This is awful. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, see, I don't like it for many reasons. But one of the reasons, obviously, it's nowhere close to as bad as the Adidas Superstar one. That was just terrible.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, definitely.
That's insanely terrible.
So awful.
But this one, it's, first of all, the swoosh, the color of the swoosh is so off the rest of the shoe.
Yeah, it was off-putting.
It doesn't even look right. Like, it just looks so off.
It's really weird.
And then on top of that, it reminds me, you know when people used to do the Air Force One and they would remove the swoosh and then put like a print, like a
Yeah.
Dior print or a Louis.
Yeah.
It the first time I
Dude, when I, the first time I saw it, I thought it was a col- I thought it, not collab. I thought it was a custom as well.
Yeah, exactly. They look like customs.
I put it up on my Instagram and I was like, what do people think? Some people said the same thing. They were like, oh, I thought it was a collab when it first came out. I thought it was a collab. I was like, yeah, I thought it was a collab. And then I saw the soles and I was like, I mean, collab, custom. Then I saw the soles. I was like, well, they put in a lot of effort. I was like, wait, I'm a dumb nigga. This is an actual thing. This is not a custom. This is a real thing. What the fuck?
I feel like they could have, if they wanted to use a Dior print, they could have put it at so many different places. Apart from swoosh.
They could have done
something. It just looks so off.
Yeah. You know what they could have done?
Like, maybe the tongue, just put the Dior print there.
They
like,
do, actually, which I said was cool. If you look really, really close, I thought that was like the only like really, really cool thing about it is that there actually is a Dior print. And if you look really close.
Really? There's a Dior print.
Yeah, it's just really faint. Like, that was actually really dope to me. Like, that was like, okay, that's really cool. But, like, other than that.
That's crazy, yeah, because I wanted them to do that. Like, just the subtle,
it's like, super things. Subtle. If you can't, like, you could barely tell them if you look really close, you can see it.
Like, the shoes just scream, I'm wearing Dior.
right.
And the colors, like, no one can convince me that those shoes, because the colors are so off.
Yeah, the colors are so, it's such a bizarre.
Just look at the swoosh and then look at the Jordan 1 itself.
It's so bizarre. It's like the swoosh color, then you have like this wolf gray, then it's white here, then you have the icy midsole, then you have like the kind of a cream colored tongue. It's so bizarre. It's like I said, I don't think it's lazy, but it's like they didn't even think this one through in terms of coloring.
I think it's more because obviously they this is sell out.
Yeah, well,
definitely. Like Dior and Jordan, like, obviously.
Yeah, for sure. Has Dior ever collaborated with Jordan? I don't think. Or any Nike?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's the first time, right?
The Kim Jones effect.
Which is like, this is so bad because my thing is like, we keep going into collabs, but they're the Off-White Jordan 5 collab, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, yeah.
I watched your video on that earlier today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. No, but my thing was like, okay, that's so cool because now we have something that's not that, like, hyped up. Like, Jordan 5s aren't that hyped up. You know what I mean? That's super cool. Like, that's a good thing. If they had done something like unique here instead of it just being Dior, you know, that could have been cool.
Yeah,
they could have
and
collabed
the Jordan
with some other
1
stuff.
Do you know how many Jordan 1s have released it?
No, I don't.
Like, bro.
Yeah.
The Union.
Oh, yeah. That was the fucking...
The Shattered Backboards.
Which were awful.
So many. Those, like, shiny ones. Patterned leather ones.
And you know when you're such a fan of something and it starts to go a little bit mainstream, like more mainstream, and you kind of want to keep it to yourself, that type of feeling? I got that type of feeling when I seen all the different Jordan 1s, like that start. I was like,
yes, way too much. I preferred it earlier because when I was like a sneakerhead, like really into sneakers,
right?
It was literally Breds, Royals, Shadows.
Chicago's.
Shattered Backboards, Chicago, and you're just like,
right.
Get every pair. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're a collector, you get all those pairs, and that's it. And now there's just like so many,
so
just,
much
like, obscure, like, what?
It got
all
to
these
the point,
weird colors.
Got to the point where I had like 11 pairs of Jordan 1s. Like, I whittled down my sneaker collection for more of like clothes and shit, but it was a point where I had like. I remember, I'm going to try to list off, I don't know if I could really do it, but I'm going to try to list off. I had Game Royals, I had Royals, I had Breds, I had Shadows, I had the Metallics, I had the Red Metallics, I had the, I can't remember else, but I had a ton of Jordan 1s, I just had mad Jordan 1s, and that was like the coolest shit. And then they started coming out with some shit that I didn't really agree with in terms of look-wise. I don't know.
Yeah. What pissed me off is, like, some shoes that some of my all-time favorites, mm-hmm. I sold because of my Jordan collection, and like I don't even have the Jordan collection anymore because I sold it because I just got tired of it.
Right.
Like I did the same thing you did. I used it to like get more clothes. Yeah, but like one of my favorite shoes I've ever owned is the Y3 Kazahai.
Mm.
And I'm so annoyed I got rid of that because they're so hard to find now.
Yeah, when you look back at what, like, I was looking at my old StockX account. I was like, fuck, I had this pair, I had this clothes, I had this shoes. And I was looking through my old emails for, I was looking through my old Supreme emails for, I don't remember what reason. I think I had to look up something. And I had there was so much shit that I had. It was ridiculous. And I didn't realize I had that much Supreme and Jordans. Like, I had so much Supreme shit. So many Jordans. I was reselling at an alarming rate. Like, if you check my StockX, there was a point in time where I was selling, like, things like hotcakes. It was two items a day. Like, it was ridiculous. It's crazy.
Damn, this guy's earning money.
I'm serious. I was getting every single Yeezy. I was getting every single Jordan release. Everything. One thing that helped is that my friend had some kind of super bot. Like, it was a ridiculous type of bot. Where he would get hundreds of carts for Yeezys. Literally. Yeah, damn. Hundreds. And he was a cool dude. Shouts out to my boy. And he would just send me cards. Like, I'll be asleep. And he'd just, or like, I wouldn't even think to text him. And he'd be like, yo. I'm like, yo, what's going on? He goes, I got a bunch of cards. I don't even have the money to, he had so many cards. He didn't even have the money to pay for all of them. So he would just give them away. Right. He would just give them away. He would just be like, yo, do you want some cards? I'd be like, sure. He'd send me like five or six of them. Copped them all. Sold them. Like, it was crazy. Yeah.
Damn.
It got to a point like that back in the day where I was just like doing crazy shit like that, like every single day.
Not gonna lie, I don't want to sound like one of those fashion purists, but I do miss like when things are a bit more exclusive. Like, I remember the Yeezys when they first came out, bro. The like mystique of the Yeezys was at an all time high.
There was no like better feeling than like. Trying
when you finally got it.
Right, right.
It's like, yo, I've actually, like...
I remember...
I have a pair.
I was starting my... Before I worked at the sneaker store, I was an intern there for high school. Excuse me. And, I had top three Jordan 1s, and I had some Space Jams, and I traded those for the cream Yeezys. I think this was when, like, first came out, like the creamies just dropped, and I was the first nigga in school with them shits on, stunting on everyone. Like, that shit was crazy. I'm telling you, first nigga stunting on everyone. I was like, yeah, what's up? 17 years old, I was flexing on everybody. That shit was so dope, my nigga.
Bro, the school I went to, that was not even possible. It was like four of us that were into fashion, and then the rest of the school didn't even know what we were doing.
It was me and my friend.
People would be like, what the hell are you wearing? It's funny because, like, I've unknowingly been ahead of the trends. Like, I remember when I was in school, I must have been, like, what, 17?
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
I was wearing McQueen sneakers.
Oh, and,
like,
for
people,
real?
Like, people were like, bro, you gay, bro. Like, why are you wearing, like, sneakers with a platform, bro?
That's for girls.
And then recently... Like, literally, it became a trend. I was like, nah, no way.
It's crazy.
But it's cool, because some of my friends who aren't into fashion, they're starting to see it, because, like, they'll see stuff and be like, yo, you used to wear those.
Right.
Like, even Air Max 97. Like, you know how, like, normal streetwear guys used to wear silver bullets and stuff like that?
Right.
So, obviously, I've been wearing silver bullets for a long time, mm-hmm. since I was, like, 16, 15. So now that the MX 97s are like in your Foot Lockers and everywhere.
Everywhere. It's crazy.
And then
right?
people are like, yo, you're wearing the 97. Yeah, like all these trends just get to you guys really late. Because streetwear and high fashion, most times it starts from like street culture or like streetwear.
It's so
sometimes
insane.
High fashion.
Right.
It's... And then it trickles down like 2-3 years later.
It's gotten to the point where the Air Max 97 thing got to such a crazy point. People didn't even know what the 97 was for. They didn't even know what that meant. You know what I mean? Like, people were just like Air Max 97s. They just thought like that was the name. No, these are from 1997. Like,
yeah.
Back in the day. Speaking of Air Max, you know what Air Max I hate that everyone loves? Oh shit.
Which one?
I fucking hate this shoe. Everyone loves this shoe. Everyone loves it. I'm the only person that fucking hates the Air Max 95.
In England, yeah, only roadmen wear those. And they wear the black ones.
The Air Max 95s are the ugliest Air Max ever. I hate the Air Max 95s. They're so gross. Like, I don't understand how someone can like these. I don't get it.
Not gonna lie, though. I saw them in the Comme des Garçons show. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I might cop now.
Oh, you're insane.
Not gonna lie. That like, only... go Air Max, just go Air Max 95, Comme des Garçons. You'll see what I'm talking about. Yeah, that was the show.
Please, bro, I don't need so any. So,
they had, like, bars. They had, like, deconstructed one.
Oh, what do you think about these? The Nike Shox?
The Shocks.
That shit is cold. Those
yeah,
are cold.
Yeah, yeah, I like them.
Fire. Right in between the Shocks, that's super dope to me. I don't care what anyone says. That's crazy.
And they're actually really different from, like, traditional shots. Yeah. Like, really different. Like, they changed the silhouette a bit.
I love how they give the black one the gold a little bit.
Bro, Comme des Garçons Nike clubs are always amazing. Like, oh, yeah. I remember the... Nike are evil, though. Like, every time Comme des Garçons spends time and money and effort making a collab with Nike, they just copy it after and make a cheap alternative.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, they had... When they first made the VaporMax, it had laces.
Right.
And then when they collabed with Comme des Garçons, they came up with this whole laceless system, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. And then after that, they just released the exact same thing, but it didn't say Comme des Garçons. Like, how can you do them dirty?
Yeah,
like,
no. Nike doesn't give a fuck. They want that check. You know that.
Because, like, even after these shocks, then Nike just released the same ones, but without, like, deconstruction mm-hmm. and suede materials. I was like, come on.
Yeah, it's a little bit ridiculous in terms of... Nike, Nike don't give a fuck what they do. They have the stupidest. They do this thing. A lot of other brands do this, but not specifically Nike. Other brands do this, where they'll come out with like a new thing. Like the 97s we're just talking about. Like they come out with it or come out with it. And it's like, oh, it's super dope. They have a couple releases and whatnot, and they just beat it to the ground. Every single color of the rainbow and every single combination of colors, they do it. Any single con, like, they'll just do it. Like, oh, let's put pink and purple with a little bit of red on the side. Like, every single color you could think of, they have it for the 97s now. And they do that all the time with cool shoes. Like, they'll just have a cool shoe, and they'll just beat it to the ground. They did the same thing with the Ultra Boosts.
Yeah.
Remember that?
No, Adidas messed up. Do you know, I remember how that happened. So what happened was, everyone loved the 1.0s.
Yeah.
Because the shape was just so nice. Like, if you go 1.0s...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they look nice. And then what happened was Adidas made, like, the 2.0s, 3.0s, and they look terrible.
Right.
So everyone was like, you guys need to go back to the 1.0s, otherwise, like, we're not going to buy these shit. And Adidas didn't listen, and they kept wasting time. I don't know why.
Yeah,
they just didn't listen to the customers. And then by the time they went back to the 1.0s, like, re-released them, like, no one cared.
Right,
like,
right.
The 10 had come out, and, like, Nike hype had gone up again.
What's it called? I have a... I think I still have my pair of Adidas Ultra Boosts. I haven't worn them in a while. They're so goddamn comfortable still. But the most comfortable shoe I've ever put on my feet was the Yeezys. The V2. That shit is so comfortable. V50, V2. Obviously, if you don't... I'm pretty sure by everyone knows what these look like by now, but these are so goddamn... they're the most comfortable shoe I've ever put on my feet. These first, the Ultra Boost second.
Seriously, damn.
I'm telling you. Have you ever put a pair of these on?
No, I haven't.
Ask one of your boys. Ask a homie. Yo, let me try a pair of those on. Boom. You'll be like, whoa. These shits are crazy. Like, they're crazy.
That's the thing. If, like, Boost material is so good, like, it just takes Adidas to actually come up with a decent silhouette.
Right. They apply it in a cool way.
But then the stuff they do, so slept on, like, with Y3, they make new silhouettes every season.
Yeah.
It's just, like, swept under the rug.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I think Nike is kind of, like, there was a point in time, like, obviously with the Ultra Boost, where Adidas was, like, people were actually asking the question, like, is Adidas overtaking, not necessarily, like, sales or whatever, but, like,
yeah,
in terms of hype, but, like, is Adidas really taking over Nike? And then come a few years later, it's like, nah, Like, nah. Nike still got it on lock. Like, you can have your, Adidas can have your little run, no pun intended, have your little run for a second, but Nike's top dog. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, niggas forgot about Adidas, like, overtaking dumb quick. I remember there's one guy, my friend, he's a hype beast, and he, like, knows it himself. Like, he don't even care. Like, he's like, yeah, I'm a hype beast.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's just pretty funny. And he was, like, literally all his shoes were Adidas. All his shoes were, like, Yeezys or anything like that. And then I forgot what, there was a specific Nike release that came out. It might have been the Off-White ones or something like that, where he doesn't have a single drop of Adidas things anymore. Everything he has is Nike now. Every single shoe he has is like a hype Nike now, which is like just funny to me. Like, he just completely got rid of all his Adidas. Like, it's like all Nike.
Switched up.
I think like all my shit is like Nike for the most part. Like, in terms of sneakers.
I think sneaker culture in like America compared to Europe, like, two different.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like, Jordans, people don't really care about Jordans that much here. People don't like really know about basketball for the first part.
Right.
So that whole Jordan thing, it doesn't really resonate. And then Nike obviously is an American brand. It's like Adidas is closer to here. So culturally, like,
Adidas from Germany, right? The
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the stuff that people used to wear was more Adidas, like
oriented.
Specials, if right. you know what those are.
Yeah.
Or what are those other shoes? Oh, I've forgotten the name. But yeah, those type of shoes are like what people used to wear. So if you see the well-respected sneaker collectors here, they collect, yes, the Nikes, but also stuff like Adidas, Saucony, Theodora, like those type of stuff.
I used to have a few pairs of Saucony. They were super comfortable. I forgot what model of Sauconys they were, though. I can't even... It was such a long... It must have been the Grid 9000, I think. Was it? Yeah. It was Grid 9000s. Yeah. And they were super... These are shoes were mad comfortable. Another thing that's mad comfortable is Asics. Asics had a lot of...
Oh, yeah. Asics. Crazy.
I had such a big and diverse sneaker collection. But the only problem is I was getting to a point where I was just liking clothes way more. So in terms of the clothes, a lot of these shoes and stuff didn't fit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, snap! What happened to your mic, bro? Hello?
I don't know. Wait, is it still working?
Yeah, it's still working.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you good? Okay, we're good. We're good. Don't worry, we're good. No. what was I gonna say? Yeah. So I was getting to a point where all these sneakers that I had, they never fit with the clothes that I wanted to wear. And I got rid of, like, all of them. Like, all my Jordans I got rid of. All of my, almost all my Jordans I got rid of. Except for the ones. I kept the ones because you can make cool fits with that. Sauconys I got rid of. My Asics I got rid of. Most of my Adidas shit. The only things I have now, really, I got boots, of course. You gotta have some boots. I have Converse. I have some, Tyler the Creator sneakers. Why can't I think of the name? Golf LaFleur's, right? Some Air Max 90s. I keep switching back. I keep looking between my monitor and looking back at my sneaker stuff. I have some Vans. I have this pair of Vans that, if you're an Odd Future fan,
Odd Future
Vans, that, like, I remember when these first came out, I was like, oh, I gotta have them. And I have a pair. I don't know what the fucking wear with them. I don't know what can I wear with these? I don't know what I could wear with these, but I'm never gonna get rid of them because it's like, why bother getting rid of them? You know what I mean? It's just one of those things.
Bro, literally, you can't wear them.
That's what I'm saying.
You dress like flipping Tyler and wear like green trousers with a yellow t-shirt.
I literally can't think of a single thing. First of all, most of my closet is black, like, not intentionally. Like, it's just, like, a lot of my closet is black or earthy kind of tones. And, like, I just don't know what I could wear with the shoe. Shit is so fucking crazy, so bananas. The light blue, the pink, the yellow. It's like, okay. It's like, maybe if I wear all black with it, but then, like, the silhouette doesn't work with it. Like,
pants.
Yeah, exactly.
I know people say, like, you can wear any black, but not these.
The
color, nah.
If you want to buy these off me for $400, like, I'll sell them then. But, like, other than that, I have to hold on to them.
The Odd Future donuts.
Yes, bro.
Interesting.
Yes, yes, yes. And they had these before. Like, that was, like, I think these came out, like, back in the day. Like, it must have been when I was really young. It must have been, like, 2013 or something. Like that. When I was really young.
I remember those ones, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I know some people that had those.
Yeah, back, that was crazy. I forgot what year these came out, but remember that? I don't know if they have a year on these, and it's not even loading. So okay, yeah. Doesn't have a year. Don't know what website this is, so I'm gonna get off of it. I need to find what to wear with these. That's my dilemma. I gotta find out what to wear,
and until bro, that day I comes, I can't even help you there.
Right?
What? Those are just.
What if I wear?
I told you,
blue shirt.
Flower boy vibes.
Mm.
Yellow t-shirt, green trousers.
Have you been seeing like Tyler's stuff? What do you think of his stuff?
What, his clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I saw his collab with Lacoste, and that was really good.
There was a collab with Lacoste?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. His clothes is like, it's gotten to like a point where it's like actually like really cool shit. Well, okay, maybe not on this website. It's kind of boring, but like,
yeah,
other shit is
like
pretty
search
cool.
Search Golf Wang Lacoste. Okay. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay, let's just go to images. Oh shit, is that it?
Yeah, it's yeah, pretty
fuck
cool
with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck with that.
Like, look at that varsity jacket, the one with the Lacoste, the crocodile. That one's really dope.
That's pretty dope. That's dope. Nah, fuck with that. That's crazy. When did this come out? How did I not see this?
A while ago, it was like in the summer.
Maybe I did see this and I just don't remember. Yeah, July 9th.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, Tyler's become like an actual designer now. It's pretty crazy. Because I remember back in the day, I'm a huge fan of him. I used to be a fan of him for like ever since like his first album came out. And I remember like he would sometimes come out with just t-shirts and shit. It's crazy. Like he went from that to like actually making clothes, like actually legitimate clothes and whatnot. It's dope.
The thing is, if you have money, like, the barriers to most designers don't exist to you. So, like, you could easily, well, if you actually put your mind to it, become, like, a decent designer.
Right.
You could pay for probably someone, like a machinist or someone, to come and teach you everything. Like, come to your house.
Yeah,
that's true. And then you don't, one of the biggest barriers to, like, fashion is people don't practice as much as they should, because practice means you have to buy fabric.
Right, and that costs money. Mm-hmm.
So, like, unless you have money like that to just be, like, messing about with fabric.
That's kind of what we were talking about earlier, about, like, actually getting into the type of, that type of programming or whatever, like, not specific program, but you know what I mean. Like, trying to get into that field, because it's kind of difficult to actually put in the time and effort. And a lot of the effort is bringing up the money. Like, if you're young and you're really trying to get into this stuff, what kind of money can you realistically put up to actually design your own stuff, you know?
I know, it's crazy.
It's a little
bit. And that's why I'm like critical of people, but I also do understand.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it's still difficult. Even if it's a really basic collection, like, to produce that must have been really difficult. Like, the amount of samples.
Right. I don't fuck with
how
lazy.
How much money was spent?
I don't fuck with lazy designs, though.
Yeah, 100%.
There's so much shit on Instagram where it's like some dude, like the sneaker things I was just talking about, where they put like a Louis Vuitton print, and then if you say it's terrible, then you're the asshole because this is their creation and they took effort in. I don't give a fuck if they put effort into it. You can put effort into anything. It doesn't mean it's good. You know, what I mean? You know what I mean? You can put effort into some bullshit and it comes out bad, it's still bad. Just because you put in the effort doesn't mean I have to give you some type of reward because you put in effort. You put in effort for lots of things. So, you know, that's just how it is, you know what I mean? All right, man. Appreciate you joining me on this podcast. Talked about Con today. So, do you have anything coming up or any cool videos that are coming out in a little bit?
Not really. I'm like going to Nigeria in a few days.
Oh shit, for real?
Yeah, I'm trying to make content there.
For the holidays or?
Yeah, just like the fashion scene down there. Just
yeah,
like,
yeah.
If I go to any fashion shows down there, whatever.
I'm going to Georgia in a few days, so that's pretty cool.
That's dope.
That's about it. Atlanta's dope. I'm telling you, Atlanta's
fucking Atlanta.
Dope. Yeah, Atlanta's fucking dope, bro. Fuck, I love Atlanta. And they had this thing over there called Waffle House. You don't even know about that. If I start talking about that, we'll be here all day. But, thank you all for watching. And, you know, have a good day. Peace out.